Hi, this is Evander the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
I sure am tired. I flew in. My arms are killing me. All that stuff. I wanted to get it out of the way before you did.
Well, I was going to ask you if you're feeling up to it, if you need to go take a nap.
I took a nap this morning. Mm-hmm. I landed at 6 a.m. I was in Vegas all week. We did. I did the show last night from the Consumer Electronics Show. We will give away a Hardcore Pawn hat slash cap, whatever you call it.
Along those lines, have you satisfied your man crush for the next year?
No, that dude's awesome. He really is. He is one of my favorite people. And, you know, somebody responded on my Facebook page about, you know, because he plays a jerk pretty much on the show. And they're like, they call him, you know, the D word and all this stuff. I'm like, trust me. Trust me. This guy, I hate to say it, is gold. Get it?
Womp, womp.
Yeah, I know. Just awesome. Seth Gold was my co-host last night along with Oliver and Greg Hendrick. And, you know, we had a couple people stop by. We were going to have some electronics to give away over the next couple weeks. Picked up some awesome items. Do you know that there's now, I was sitting in my office before I went to the CES, and I want to get to the Bucks next. So don't let me go anywhere, but I want to talk about the Bucks next. So I get all these press releases for the Consumer Electronics Show, you know, battery chargers and charger cars and all this. And as I'm playing on my MacBook, I'm like, you know what? There's nothing for the Mac.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't plug your Mac. You know, maybe some other computers might have, but the Apple product, you can't plug in any kind of battery charger. I found one.
There you
go.
It's
the only one.
It was only a matter of time.
I have one, and we will have more to give away. So as soon as they show up at the door... I was supposed to have it for today, and I didn't go to, I hate to use the word storage, but another one of my storage facilities.
Yeah.
We are getting the autographed poster from Scorpion King 4.
You're going to get some MMA legends on that one.
Hoyce Gracie, then somebody that's not a legend in Roy Nelson. But the thing that I found very interesting, and it's
Lou
funny.
Lou Ferrigno's on there, too.
Lou Ferrigno signed the poster.
Yeah.
Now, if you, and I know you didn't because you took the night off last night, but you also uploaded it and got the show up. If you remember, Seth Gold talked about a story where he went to go take a picture, and the guy said, sure, $10. And that's what Lou Ferrigno did at the Arnold Classic.
And that's, I saw him do it to one of my friends at the LA Fit Expo in 2010.
Yep. I introduced him to a pretty big, I don't remember who it was, but a pretty big name UFC fighter.
Okay.
And I said, hey, this will be cool. Can I? $10. Dude, what?
Everybody.
What?
Wow.
$10. So we will have some Scorpion King 4 posters to give away. A lot of cool
That'd
stuff
be cool.
coming up. We're going to have a couple announcements coming up in the next week or two. I'm asking. I'm not telling.
I completely blanked you out because I just saw a report saying that Maurice Spates escapes a gunpoint stick-up.
Really?
Yeah. Let me dig into this a little bit. What was your question again?
Holy crap. And again, Mo Buckets is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
You went to school with him.
Yeah.
I've been involved with him since you know, you and Sean and everybody went to school at Admiral Farragut. In the running for it, if the NBA was to end today, I believe he would win the Sixth Man Award.
Yep.
Dude is unbelievable. Comes off the bench. Does everything he's supposed to do. Likes to shoot a little too much. Dude has never seen a shot he doesn't like.
This report is from Dime Magazine. Ran into some trouble early morning hours on Monday this week. So it happened a little bit ago. Had a gun pulled on him by gang members attempting to rob him outside a San Francisco nightclub. He ran and escaped unharmed, playing later that same night against the Thunder.
So it couldn't have been late. Oh, well, okay, unless they're calling, you know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then they played later that night.
Correct, yeah.
Right, I gotcha. You know,
wow.
Like to see Mo Buckets hauling ass, though. I mean, again, I'm trying to make light of, you know, the seven-footer.
Well, I'm sure a gun being pulled on you will put a little pep in your step, if you will.
Do you run like an alligator's chasing you and zigzag? Because bullets can't turn either.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We need to ask Mo Buckets next time we see him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sean will see him in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's going to be up there while the Warriors are in town.
I almost said Mo Buckets and Golden State is coming to take on the Falcons.
No, wrong Atlanta team.
No, only because I wanted to get into Falcons. That was my own subconscious in bringing it up.
Right.
I just want to ask you a question. I got the show notes this morning, and I looked over them, which I normally don't do. But in your show notes, it says, you know, all about the new offensive coordinator.
Yes.
That he had success at all of his last couple of coaching gigs.
I thought about that after I
Atlanta?
Sent it. Well, they had a his first year there, they were top
12 and 14.
Top.
According to your notes,
yeah.
He was 12 and 14. Is that success?
Did I type that right then?
I don't know.
Because I do not remember typing that at all. Let me look at that.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at, unless I'm reading it wrong. And again, he had a lot of studs up there. You know, and...
No. That's the years. 2012 to 2014. Okay. No.
Not very successful.
No, his first year there, they were 7th in points scored, 8th in total yards, 6th in pass yards, and they were 13-3. And they went to the NFC Championship.
But my question is, and you know, is it a good hire? Now, granted, he's familiar with the NFC South.
Correct.
You know, so that is good. But the fact of the players that he had up there, and Roddy White and Julio Jones, arguably the best receiving tandem.
Yeah, they're up there.
You know,
sure.
then you had what, a Steven Jackson, you know, running the ball up there in Atlanta, Roddy White.
I'd say their running game, yes, they had Steven Jackson, but it was a little inconsistent at times.
No. True.
I'd say it's a...
Matty Ice. I mean, he had Matty Ice.
Yeah.
What is he going to do down here? Will he be able to turn the suck for the duck around okay?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, now that they have him, what they're going to do with the draft pick. The common thought right now is you trade down, get more picks, and then work on the O-line. Stick with McCown. Okay, yeah, that's a way to go about it. Or... as you said, suck for the duck, get Mariota here. Some people, I'm sure a lot of FSU fans, want Winston to come here.
Do you?
No.
I've changed my opinion.
Because?
I've changed my opinion. Every single person that I have heard from.
Yes.
And, you know, if Ed's, you know, in the boardroom, if he wants to chime in, that's fine. Every person I've heard from believes Winston could be the better professional football player.
Because?
Not because he.
Why?
They just say he. Everything
gut
about
feeling?
Him. Everything about him, you know, shows they believe all the ESPN people, all this, all that. The only thing that most people are saying is Mariota hasn't been in trouble.
Right.
I'm going to go back to, and Ed might get a chuckle out of this, a former co-host of mine, Spaniard, who once made a comment comparing John Gruden and Tony Dungy. And I want to get to Tony Dungy and John Lynch here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And his comment is, they were talking about, you know, what Tony Dungy did and what John Gruden did and blah, 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 blah. His comment, probably the only decent thing the guy said the entire time he co-hosted, was, I would rather my head coach be in hell with a Super Bowl ring than heaven without.
Yeah.
I don't care what these guys do off the field. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, except for the one accusation. You know, again.
Which may end up being two.
Again, until it is, it's
right.
Not. You know, the steel and the crab legs. If he can go out there and win football, I don't care. I don't care what the image is. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want wins.
But Randy, all this happened with $0 in his pocket. What's he going to do when he's got $20 million?
Get stuck up at a bar at 2 a.m. in San Francisco.
Do you really want to invest that kind of money in a guy that's this? I mean, go to a job and some people say, well, throw those things out. You can't. They're crimes. You go to a job and say, well, I want to apply for this job. Do you have a criminal record? Yeah, I do, but throw that out.
I understand. And the flip to that, and Ed, like I said, I just changed the opinion as I was talking, because I've been saying, suck for the duck, bring him in, all that stuff. But let's go back to, what was it, Ryan Leaf?
Mm-hmm.
That was the perfect kid.
Yes, the next John Elway.
Right. Well, I'm saying this is a guy that had money. He came from money. His family had money. His dad brought him up to be. And now look at him. Is he still in prison?
I think he's serving, I think, a few years for painkillers or whatever he was selling.
Well, yeah, and I think he broke in. He had a break-in at somebody's house and all that. We just received a text that said, as of right now, Winston has no criminal record.
As of right now. A. B. Let's take image out of it, okay?
You can't.
Well, hold on. For the sake of argument, let's take image out of it.
That's like saying a guy, he doesn't have legs. Let's take that out of it.
You'll see my point here in a second. Let's take image out of it. If he goes and he gets in trouble, who cares about his image? If he's suspended for 4 games, that's time that you're paying him to sit on the bench because he is now serving a ban because of doing something stupid in a legal setting. Let's say he does do something further and does end up having a criminal record. Again, taking image out of it, he is now serving jail time. I'm not saying that he's going to be in jail or have a criminal record or anything like that. This is purely hypothetical. You don't want to be dealing with as many off-the-field issues because you want him to be focusing on playing that next Sunday Monday or Thursday.
We're getting more input from Twitter and Facebook today than we ever have. A text that I just received brought up the name Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
You know?
He got in trouble after he was drafted, though.
No, absolutely. And again, I'm worried about that, but I'm also, and Ed, you know me well enough, I'm not a fan, but I want them to win. And if bringing a guy in and now it's going to be their job, you know they have those guys that are standing right next to him, the guy who was with Josh Hamilton to make sure he didn't get in trouble again. I still don't see any way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Lovie Smith selects Winston. I don't think that they're going to do it for that reason and that reason only.
I would agree. I don't think the Bucs want that trouble. And there's no guarantee. He looks great in college. So did a lot of other quarterbacks.
Tebow.
Great
college quarterback. Great college quarterback. Not an NFL quarterback.
Vince Young was a great college quarterback. And look what happened to Vince Young.
Absolutely. There are plenty of situations where things went wrong. Things didn't pan out. Maybe a number one draft was wasted on some of these guys. You also have your Andrew Lux, okay? You also have your Drew Bledsoes, the ones where the number one pick, especially on a quarterback, where it went right. Even though it's not a quarterback example, 1976, the Bucks used their first ever draft pick on a guy named Leroy Selman.
Okay, but you're talking about guys that had character. Right? How many of those guys that you just mentioned got in trouble in college?
There you go.
Okay.
You don't want to be wasting a
And back then, the investment wasn't as big as it is today, because if Mariota goes one and Jameson goes number two, either one, swap them. Both of them may have $20 million in the bank before they step out on the football field.
Yeah, easily. Easily. And I
plus
agree.
And money changes people. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, Wes Sims, the great Wes Sims, once said, money doesn't change people. It brings out the true person that they are. You know what I'm saying? They're there. They just don't have the money to go out and do the stupid stuff.
That's an awfully prophetic thing for Wes.
Yeah, definitely for Wes. All right, we're going to hit a break. Nice. When we come back, I'm going to upset more people. As we talk about the Hall of Pretty Good ballot and who is on it. We'll do that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Knockout Radio, which is sponsored by PostShare.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again, February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max D, Gravedigger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Superfound you seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $275 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How disappointed was I that Bruno Mars was at UFC 182? And I did not know that.
So that sucks.
So you
weren't happy?
No.
Oh.
I see what you were doing there. Sooner or later, I'll get it right. All right. The Hall of Pretty Good. Now, I have always said on this show and on the and remind me, I need to do the trivia question to give away the Hardcore Pawn shirt, and we're going to have tons or hat, and we're going to have tons of stuff to give away. The Hall of Pretty Good. I have stated numerous times on both shows that I could judge my mother fighting my wife.
Yes.
Because it is what it is.
Yep.
You know, I don't take sides. I don't do whatever. I like John Lynch as a person.
Mm-hmm.
John Lynch is awesome to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Now, again, you're too young. You know, again, Ed's probably doing a lot of stuff, but he's seen enough of his games. I've seen enough of his games. I think John Lynch is a very good player. And if it's the Hall of Very Good, then yeah, John Lynch will get in. But to say that John Lynch is one of the greatest of all time, to say Tony Dungy, what did Tony Dungy do? Tony Dungy won in Indianapolis. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Jimmy Johnson is up for the Hall of Fame as well.
Yes.
Isn't he a finalist?
He is.
And he's not in yet, and I believe he's won more than one.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Johnson didn't have Peyton Manning.
Very good point. He had good players.
Didn't he have Aikman?
Yeah, he had good players.
Didn't he have Irvin? Didn't he have Smith?
I was going to say, I would do it in a different order. Didn't he have Emmett Smith? You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. And everybody wants to give Tony Dungy all of, and again, it's ironic because we just talked about the Winston thing.
Right.
I think if you go to anybody, 99.5% of the people, because there'll be that one jerk, probably me, that would say, first thing that comes to mind when I say Tony Dungy, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Again, you're younger than most, but awesome guy.
I never had a chance to meet him.
But I'm saying everybody that you know that has read about it, that's heard about it, that's covered him, he's a Christian. He's a great man. He's religious. That doesn't mean crap on football, on what he did for the football team. I don't care what they do outside, even though I know the Hall does, supposedly, but there's, I believe, a murderer or two that's in the Hall of Fame.
As much as you may or may not like it, and I know your stance on it, you don't like it, all that stuff does come into play when people are voting. Be it NFL, be it MLB, NBA, any of them, whoever's voting, that stuff will, no matter what, come into play when they're deciding who
I'm sure
they,
does.
They check
no,
off on their
ballot. Absolutely does, because when people are voting, they remember, well, Warren Sapp was an ass.
Yeah.
I'm not voting for him.
Right.
Tony Dungy, oh my God, he's a Christian. Tony Dungy, oh my, he's a man of faith. Tony, what did he do? He won a Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Yes, he helped turn around the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He didn't turn around the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he didn't win the Super Bowl. And I hate when people say that was Tony Dungy's team that won the Super Bowl. It wasn't. It was pieces of Tony Dungy's team. People that were brought in by John Gruden, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not go to the – they don't even go to the Super Bowl. They don't beat the Philadelphia Eagles with some of the guys. They don't even make the playoffs without Jarvicius. And Keenan McCardell.
Yeah.
And
Jarvis
Michael Pittman.
Was big.
And again, it's easy to say, well, they could have brought in somebody else. And since we don't know that, it's tough to give Tony Dungy credit for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl. Great man. Very good coach. And again, it's the Hall of Very Good. So eventually, because Tony Dungy is who he is, he may get in. But to say that he's going to go in before Jimmy Johnson, to say, look at some of the other guys, and I don't have your notes right in front of me. Give me the list of some of the other guys, if you have it, that are up, that have made the cut so far.
Okay, Morton Anderson.
Arguably, one of the greatest field goal kickers of all time.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, again, not to knock John Lynch. And I'm not even – John Lynch isn't going to make the final ballot, in my opinion. But you'll never hear anybody say about John Lynch, arguably the greatest defensive back of all time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good.
There are
– good.
A lot of others there that are most likely better.
Of course, these are the same knuckleheads that took forever to get Ray Guy in. So anything can happen. Go ahead.
Jerome Bettis.
Very good. again, I don't know if I would say Jerome Bettis is the greatest of all time, but very good. And again, his stats, you know, we can look at stats, which are very important. I think Jerome Bettis eventually does get in. A very, very good player.
Tim Brown.
A very, very, very good player.
Don Coryell.
The head coach. Again, you know, coaching, again, to me, it's comparing apples to oranges. How are you going to compare,
hard, yeah.
you know, to put a coach, you know, up against when only X amount of people are going to get in?
Terrell Davis.
Short career, but a great career. Same, you know, Barry Sanders had a fairly short career as yeah. well. But Terrell, you know, a great career.
Kevin Green.
I remember vividly, and I don't know if Ed was in the old trailer when we did it, because on Wednesdays, I think it was Wednesdays, you know, we interview a particular player and a head coach of another team.
Okay.
So Kevin Green is now in, I believe it was Carolina. And, you know, I waited till the very end, you know, like I typically do. You know, you do your thing. And then I threw out a wrestling question. And everybody's looking at me like, what a moron, huh? What a jackass, what an idiot. And we got better responses because he was a big, you know, wrestling guy. He was in WrestleMania or one of the big ones. But, again, I think Kevin Green was a very good player. I don't think you would ever hear anybody say, arguably the greatest of all time.
Charles Haley.
You're getting close to somebody that could say, arguably, he deserves it.
Marvin Harrison.
Need to check numbers, but again, yeah, I think he's above a very good player. Again, I think people would say Marvin Harrison is in the conversation
yeah.
of greatest yeah. of all times. Again, Jerry Rice, nobody will ever surpass. You know, there's been a lot of great, great receivers, but in just in my mind, not looking at stats, which are very important when you're voting for the Hall of Very Good, in my mind, John Lynch, Marvin Harrison, one is way over the other. Of course, Marvin Harrison probably is taller.
Orlando Pace?
Without a doubt.
Junior Seau. Ooh.
The thing about Junior Seau, just like I said, when we've said, I don't care about off-field.
Yeah.
I don't care about. I'm not going to hold against him what he did, mm-hmm. which I do hold against him.
Right.
And I do hold against anybody who does do. And, you know, people get very upset at me at my stance on suicide. It is what it is, especially after what we went through last year. If you don't like it, I really don't care. It's a cheap chicken, you know what, way out. I know you have problems. Get help. I understand. He had the money. But I'm not going to hold that against whether Junior Seau deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Again, just speaking off the top of my head, maybe not the greatest of all time, but I think he's in that category.
He's pretty
he was
up
dominant.
There.
He was definitely dominant. And that's what you need to be. John Lynch, Junior Seau, dominant.
Yeah.
Again, John yeah. Lynch, you didn't run across the middle because he was going to take your head off.
Yeah, that's a legitimate.
But dominant?
No, I'd say a legitimate word because he did change things. So he did change both of them. They changed how the opposing offense had to go about their business.
Well, and the funny thing is, on you know, I didn't see every game of Junior Seau where I did see 80%,
most of
probably 100% of John Lynch's games. And I would say Junior Seau was a better player.
Will Shields.
Very good. Very, very good.
Kurt Warner. Last one on the list.
I would want to see him bag a couple bags of groceries first.
Great arena football quarterback.
Exactly. Exactly. See, I think he's going to get a lot of credit. You know, he did win a Super Bowl. He was an MVP. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, that does move you up. But the fact that he gets a lot of credit for arena, he gets a lot of credit for his story, the story of his wife and, you know, the sick child. And, you know, I think a lot of that is going to go into it, just like the Tony Dungy.
And the guys that are first ballots, for in other words, their first, there's going to be a difference between John Lynch and when Brett Favre's available.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. That comes into effect too.
Do you have the list, Wags, of who's first ballot? I think Warner
yes.
is.
Orlando Pace, Junior Seau, and Kurt Warner are all first-year eligible.
Do you
so
think
it was
Kurt,
John Lynch, isn't he? Or was that,
no, Lynch was last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
This is actually his third.
It is his third?
It's his third eligible year. Last year and this year are final. He's a
where
finalist.
He got far enough, yeah. right? So the first year he didn't even. I think Pace gets in. Do you think Warner gets in, Ed, on his first ballot?
No. Next year.
And who was the third one?
Kurt Warner,
Pace,
and Seau.
Seau. It's going to be interesting how they play out the Seau thing.
I've heard of a lot of people that want Don Coryell to be in because he revolutionized the passing game. And so there's always that dig for the history part.
Right.
So I think he may get in finally.
You know, the thing that bothers me, and I've said it for the 35 years that I've been on Tan Talk, I have a problem with somebody that takes 10 years, takes 8 years, takes 15 years. You know, I was the guy that said Ray Guy should have gone on in his first year. I was very happy that he finally went in.
But it depends on who the other people are in the class that's going in. Anyway.
To the Hall of Fame induction with this crew. But, you know, when it takes 6 years, to me, you have 3 years, you have 4 years. If you don't get in, you're not eligible. Take it away.
Well, there's only so many spots available. I mean, you know, to go in. I mean, you know, one spot's going to be taken when Brett Favre goes in. Arguably, sure. Maybe even Rondé Barber, his first time, he may get in. So you're competing against guys like that each year. This, you know, when Peyton Manning retires 5 years from that, he's going to be the first. Derek Brooks was the first. Derek Brooks was a first time.
Sap.
You know.
All right. So let's say 5 years. But what is it now? 10 years, or I think baseball could even be 15 years.
15, I think.
Baseball. And to me, if it's like it takes you 13 years because now it's watered down this year, so you're able to get in, then you don't deserve it. Then you're not a Hall of Famer. You are a Hall of Pretty Gooder. Just my thoughts. We are coming to you live, believe it or not, in our home studio today. We're not at Tan Talk. We're not in Vegas. We're not out and about. We were supposed to do a little Queer Eye for the Sports Guy, but he wasn't set up for it. We may make a call to him shortly as unveiled his new location in Pinellas Park, right next to a very interesting place in Pinellas Park, and that's all I'm going to say. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
There were the movies that shaped a generation.
Bueller.
He's sick.
He made us want to be fighter pilots.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! It made us admire the class bad boy.
Eat
my shorts.
They taught us that running a car in reverse does not take miles off the odometer. Tampa Theater is putting them back on the big screen again. The totally 80s classic movie series is 8 weeks of rad retro favorites like Footloose,
Now I Gotta Cut Loose,
Blade Runner, and Better Off Dead. Every Sunday at 3 at Tampa's historic movie palace. So dig out those Ray-Bans and leg warmers and visit tampatheater.org for show dates and tickets. Seriously, it's going to be awesome.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, we were just talking, and a ton of stuff still to get to. Right? We need to get to John Jones, a big deal that happened last week and then during the week and then with Monday with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. We're going to get to that. I want to talk about this weekend. I want to talk about Monday. But we talked about the NFL Hall of Fame and who was up. Let's go back in time about a week or so ago where they made the announcement of your Major League Baseball Hall of Famers. And compare names. Compare just how excited you get when some of those names that we said of the NFL, do you get excited? Again, this seems like I'm dumping on John Lynch, and I'm not. But I'm just saying I don't get all giddy John Lynch.
Right.
Now mention the Major League Baseball guys.
The big unit, Randy Johnson.
Right. I'm not going to say I'm going to get all giddy when you say his nickname and not Randy Johnson, you big knucklehead.
Pedro Martinez.
Are you kidding me?
John Smoltz.
Can you not say that those three guys arguably could be one of the best pitchers of all time?
That's very possible. They are in that conversation, and it's not something where you have to think about it and say, oh, well, I guess they can be included in that conversation. These are guys who
are in the conversation.
And emphatically, Randy Johnson, most strikeouts by a left-hander, second only overall to Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty decent. Yeah, he had the most votes for his Hall of Fame induction.
How do you not vote for him? Just because? How do you know? And here's the problem with that. You know, nobody's ever been unanimous.
Right. The highest number was Nolan Ryan. He had 491 out of 497, which is 98.79%.
Who were the six knuckleheads first?
Yeah.
And then how do you know that only six are not going to, you know, vote for him? What if 100 knuckleheads say, well, I don't want him to be unanimous, so I'm not voting for him. And then somebody like Nolan Ryan, somebody like Randy Johnson or Pedro doesn't get in.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
It's crazy.
Tom Seaver received 425 of 430 in 92, giving him a 98.84%. Randy Johnson had 97.3%.
I'm going to say that in the first time in a long time, this is a Hall of Fame announcement.
Yeah.
These four guys are Hall of Famers.
And Craig Biggio was the fourth, yeah.
Right. Craig Biggio, the golden number back in the day was 3,000 hits. Mm-hmm. Craig Biggio had 3,000 hits.
And he was the only one who was Hall of Fame eligible with 3,000 hits who had not yet been inducted, and now he has. The other three that have over 3,000 hits that aren't in are Pete Rose, who's banned for life. You have Rafael Palmeiro, who tested positive and is not Hall of Fame eligible. And then Derek Jeter hasn't hit his 5 years yet.
And he'll be...
So he'll be a first ballot, I'd
but
say.
But not unanimous.
But
some
not,
knucklehead is... I'm not going to vote for him.
Yeah, he'll probably be a 98 percenter.
Just like the John Lynch, and I will try to not say John Lynch's name again.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to think. But in the same... term, another local guy, Fred McGriff.
Yeah.
He missed it. It sucks. I think he had 497 home runs. Mm-hmm. The golden number back in the day, now it was changed during the steroid era, which again should, you know, drop down because it was the number was 6 and 7, but those 600 and 700 home run hitters now are not getting in because they were juicing.
Yep.
Yes, we will get to John Jones in a minute. The fact that he missed the golden number, I hate to say it, Tony Dungy, some of these other off the field, you know, great guys. Fred McGriff is a great man. Sorry. He shouldn't get in. You know, yeah. He didn't get in before. The numbers don't change. It is what it is. It sucks.
493 home runs, 1550 RBI, career batting average at .284. And bottom line, when it comes down to it, these guys aren't getting in because of their defensive stats or defensive capabilities. It's you have to hit. Even if you play a field, the field you have to hit. And that sort of gets into the conversation, well, what about designated hitters? They have to do so much more because the only thing they're doing is hitting. But these guys are only going in the first place because they're hitting. You have a very select few who are going to be just some continuous gold glove contenders, winners, where they can use that to improve their chances. But everybody, it's almost like everybody's a designated hitter when it comes down to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of.
So everybody has to be put under those same limitations, criteria. And yeah, it's 500 home runs. I'm sure there's some guys that are in that didn't hit 300, but we were talking about Tony Gwynn one time. I think it was soon after he passed, we were talking about what his stats were, and he wasn't the biggest power hitter. But he had his career batting average was through the roof. And I think that's one of those outliers, if you will, where it's okay if you don't hit 500
right,
home runs.
Right.
But you have to find another way to
other
back criteria, that up.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, it wouldn't be fair. Like you said, Pete Rose, Tony Gwynn, you know, all those guys, they're not home run hitters, even though they did hit some. But, you know, they're never going to hit that plateau.
And then going to pitchers, it's like John Smoltz. No, he wasn't a 300-game winner.
Because then they moved him to the pen.
But he also is the only guy in MLB history with over 200 wins and 150 saves.
That pitching staff was sick.
It was filthy.
And how did they only win one World Series?
Yeah, that was a shame. I mean, they won NL East pennant after NL East pennant. But it's kind of confusing when you have something so special and it doesn't pan out for much more than one World Series. You don't see that. All things just keep
getting better. And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into all right, I would dance for a while, but we have a lot of stuff still to get to, and we only have 16 minutes left. We need to talk about John Jones. We need to talk about the playoffs this weekend, the championship game on Monday. But breaking news, and no, not the fact that Mick Ferrari has a new location, the fact that we showed up for the grand opening.
It's unprecedented. You dogs actually made an appearance at one of my events. I finally had to move to Park Boulevard to get you chumps to show up. Hello, Randy Harris. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
How are you? Congratulations, and let's get into it, because I know you're still celebrating the grand opening of the new facility. So talk to us.
We certainly is, and it was a very well-attended event, and I would like to introduce you guys to my new partner in crime, my partner in style, the fabulous, the talented style director and owner of Got Split Ends, Miss Sarah Collins. Say hi, Collins.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Congratulations on the new business.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming by, too.
And my heart and everything goes out to you, because you are going to be on a daily basis working with Mick.
Thanks a lot, Harris. No, we really appreciate you guys coming by. It has been a great week building up our gala grand opening this afternoon here at Got Split Ends. We are really, really excited in the heart of Pinellas County at 4376 Park Boulevard. Please come out. It's total family hair care for the entire family. Sarah is an incredibly skilled and talented professional, not to mention scorching hot fellas. So now I'm not just the pretty. Now I can work, and Sarah can be the pretty.
You know, it was an awesome facility. It's a great location. I think it's going to work out really well for both of you. I'm excited for both of you, and we're excited to continue the relationship with you in the new facility.
All right. Thanks so much, Randy. Thanks again for coming by. Talking Sports fans, everybody gets a discount, 15% off men's haircuts this week.
There you have it. Mick, thanks a lot. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks a lot. So long. Now, the only problem with Mick moving is he's no longer in Queerwater.
Yeah, you can't. He can't use that tagline anymore.
Yeah, we cannot do that anymore. All right, so let's hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, I want to talk about UFC 182. I want to talk about another event, which is next Saturday. It's a very big event.
Huge.
A lot of things are on the line. I don't think that Zuffa, the UFC, or Conor McGregor need to worry about it, but we will talk about that. And like I said, more importantly, what happened at UFC 182 and what happened before and after regarding John Jones. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Frozen. In that instant when the puck appears in the back of the net. In that moment when jaws open in astonishment. In that second, everything stands still. But the next second, you are the energy that shatters the stillness. The Tampa Bay Lightning. Be the Thunder.
Lightning single game tickets are on sale now. Visit TampaBayLightning.com or call 800-745-3000.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I'm not sure that I can we can call the location that somebody just sent us on where Mick has moved from Queerwater to the location that he is now at. All right, if you go and listen to the download of last night's show, I know there were some technical difficulties due to the internet and all that for the first hour. The second hour, the great Seth Gold happened to stop by. He was there for an hour. This is what we're going to do. We are going to give away some product from Hardcore Pawn. And all you have to do is tell me, email-wise, go to knockoutradio.com, email me what Seth Gold did on Wednesday night. We talked about it very early, I believe, in the interview. Just tell me what he did. Shoot me the email, which means you're going to have to listen to the show. Sorry. And then you will be eligible. UFC 182, I said all along that if Jon Jones defeats Daniel Cormier, which a lot of people thought would be his toughest test, that he would become what we like to call in our industry the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I argued this all week long. One person, which happens to be the trainer of our good friend Marcus Brimage, brought up why he believes Anderson Silva still is. And this is the only thing that I'll give him credit for, the fact that Anderson Silva was your middleweight champion but went up and fought light heavyweight at least twice. Might have been three times, but I know it was twice. So you have to give him something for that. I've never thought about it that way. I've only looked at who Anderson Silva has beat. Now, I still believe, up until the reports that came out, and I'm going to have to struggle with this a little bit, Jon Jones easily defeated Daniel Cormier.
I don't know about easily.
Easily. 4-1 is easily. And that's
not necessarily.
I don't think... I think three rounds were easily Jon Jones. I think if somebody wanted to say that it was 3-2, I may not argue that, but I think it was very easy to say he won 4-1. All right. I think that it was a great fight. Round five was awful.
Yeah.
You know, it was a hug fest. I believe up until the news that came out, Jon Jones has now jumped Anderson Silva for the greatest of all time. Now, I want to clarify, the greatest of all time doesn't mean the greatest right now. Babe Ruth could be the greatest of all time. He's not very good right now.
Yeah, he's slipping.
Yeah, I don't see him hitting many baseballs.
No.
Or hitting anything for that matter.
No.
Haven't seen him at a bar lately. You know, we haven't seen. So the greatest of all time is of all time. With his record, yes, he lost to Matt Hamill, but did he? Wins and losses, it's a loss, but come on.
It was a DQ. It wasn't a finished
right.
Fight.
Then it came out that Jon Jones failed a drug test on December 3rd, I believe it was,
yes,
for a drug that the Nevada State Athletic Commission is not supposed to test for.
It was a clerical mistake that they tested for cocaine in the first place.
I believe, and we'll get the great Danny Alvarez on the Thursday night show, is that a suable offense? If you're not supposed to test for, and we talked about it last night in detail with Greg Hendrick, who used to be involved with SUFO, was director of operations. He's been on a lot of these things. He'll be on the Thursday night show next week as well to talk about it. If you're not supposed to test for it, and you do, and then you report it when it's not part of the test, hello? A lot of this will be addressed on Monday at the commission meeting, because here's the thing that's interesting. Cocaine is an illegal drug.
Yes.
before I get into the statement, it's kind of humorous. And MMA Roasted is going to have a field day.
Absolutely.
On this. Nick Diaz gets suspended a year for legally smoking an illegal drug. He's in California. He had the license, you know, but then he fought still under it because marijuana stays with you. I think it's 27 days. Where cocaine is not an illegal drug. It's an illegal drug that is not illegal when you're out of competition. And that's what we discussed last night. What is out of competition? If you're training for a fight, could that be considered in competition?
And this gets back a little bit actually to in the terms in competition versus out of competition came up a lot with Wanderlei Silva and Chael Sonnen and Vitor Belfort and everything around then. And I was under the impression, at least at that time, that I think it was the commission who said that in competition was once a contract was signed for a fight, which just sort of, as things have gone on in discussions from last night, sounds like it could be even up to just a couple hours from the fight itself.
That's what we talked about last night.
So, yeah, where is that delineation made, and cocaine, when is it official?
Cocaine stays in your system, I guess, at 72 hours, which is what we talked about last night. And marijuana, Mary Jane, anything else you want to talk about it, is like 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what this is going to tell athletes, do cocaine.
Yeah, this basically tells them it is okay to graduate to a hard scheduled drug as opposed to something that a lot of people are very comfortable.
Which we did talk about last night. I know we need to fly through because I still do want to talk about the playoffs real quickly. How about Donald Cerrone? This guy is an absolute lunatic. After the fight, when he fought last time, he did not leave Las Vegas. He went to the Zuffa office, sat in the lobby, and said he refuses to leave until he has his next fight.
When he fought last time, this at 182?
No, last time.
Last time. Well, he did the same thing this time.
So this time, at the press conference, he kept begging Dana White for the fight February 28th in Denver.
Yep.
Or it might be the 14th. It might be February 14th. It is February 14th in Denver. That's, you know, where he trains out of Denver along with Albuquerque. You know, he does a lot with grunge there in Denver. He wanted the Denver card. Well, you know what? They all decided that's too long. Because an MMA Roasted said he needs to fight this weekend, a tune-up fight, because he's on the card next Sunday already.
In, again, in the co-main event, and against somebody who's already beaten him twice under the WEC banner, though, a long time ago.
And what I brought up, because a lot of people said that this might be a mistake, it might be, you know, Donald biting off more than he can chew. He's fighting a Benson Henderson that's not the Benson Henderson of what it was. You know, believe it or not, he is already on the way down. He was at the peak. I still say that's, you know.
The fights against Benson the first time, the first one was for the interim championship, and the second one was for the full-up no-kidding championship. So he was at sort of the top of his prime.
All right, before we run out of time, I know we only have about three and a half minutes left. NFL this weekend, let's get to that real quick before we talk about how bad Oregon is going to destroy Ohio State on Monday. What's your pick of the week?
Pick of the week, I'm going with
the experts, let me throw out the experts, what they're saying. If there is going to be, a lot of Americans will be happy because they believe the best chance of the upset is Dallas going to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, is he still banged up? Dallas is on a roll.
Yeah.
Dallas has the referees in their pockets as well.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Don't tell that to Seth.
I don't think, yeah, I know. And we talked about that. We talked about, you know, Sue, and he thought it was pretty funny about my text about he didn't know it was a leg. He thought it was a log. The Carolina Panthers go to Seattle. I don't see it.
Nope.
You know, I don't see that happening. Baltimore going to New England. Jonathan Casillas will be one step closer to getting back to a championship and at least getting a ring one way or another. I'd like New England right now. I'm hoping New England, and I normally don't root. But because of Jonathan and Denver plays
Indianapolis in Denver.
How about that? And it continues. First it was Indy and New England and that little rivalry. And then once, you know, Peyton goes to Denver, now it seems to be over and over and over that it's Denver and in Indianapolis. So with that all said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. The download will be available momentarily. You and Ed, I'm sure, get together right after the show and get that all taken care of. I want to thank both of you guys for doing that. I want to thank Mick Ferrari for coming on 43rd and Park Boulevard. Shoot on over there. Tell them we sent you. Hit us up or hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wiggs.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.